Test 70, Section 3, Question 25. This one says, which is an assumption required by the argument, so we're looking for an assumption, and it says, at one point, a lot of astronomers assumed that Earth remains motionless while stars revolved around it. They concluded from this that stars were not more than a few million miles, so they were pretty close. They reasoned that if the stars were further away, they would have to move at tremendously great speeds in order to circle Earth during the day and reappear roughly during the same position. And we're actually looking for an assumption in that. The idea, we're looking at what the assumption is, and they're saying that if the stars were further, they would have to move at tremendously great speeds. But in order to say, therefore, they're close, you have to assume that they could be close or they could move really fast. So the assumption is they didn't move really fast. So if the stars do not revolve around the Earth, it is possible for at least some stars to be more than a few million miles. Well, I said maybe. I don't know. Let's see what else we get. All stars move at exactly the same speed. That's way too strong. All stars exactly the same. Earth does not remain motionless while the stars revolve around it. Well, the problem is that is true, right? We obviously know that, but that's not an assumption in this argument, and that's what we're looking for. Stars do not move at tremendously great speeds. That's what we were saying must be assumed, because if the stars do move at tremendously great speeds, this argument that they can't be more than a few million miles away would get undermined because they could just be going really fast. And so a star that's more than a million miles away from Earth could reappear at roughly the same position each night. Well, we don't know that necessarily for sure. We don't have to assume that a star that is more than a million, they're saying that they could not be more than a few million. So we don't necessarily know that. And so D is going to be our correct answer. D is really clear if we use our conclusion false trick. So basically, if we make D false and stars do move at tremendously great speeds, then that destroys the conclusion that they're not more than a few million miles away, because they could be if they move super fast. So D is our correct answer.